Regional economist Corey Staley can't yet provide numbers for unemployment beyond December of 2017. He says in 2016, an average of 23 people per week filed claims.
I mean, one of our biggest indicators for how the economy is going kind of in real time is to look at the initial claims for unemployment insurance, which are the claims that individuals take as they maybe are laid off or lose their jobs. And as we look at those claims for Summit County, we see that during the winter months that Summit County's claims have actually been fairly consistent with the previous years, if not actually a little bit lower. In 2017, we actually saw that number drop to 18 people a week who are filing for those claims. So that's one of the indicators we look at when we start to look at how the economy is doing, particularly in these winter months.
They have data showing that through September, economic indicators are strong for Summit County. Until they have final numbers through 2017, they use other mechanisms to look at the 2017 November and December year-over-year trends.
We also do a survey which shows that the Summit County rate has moderated from past years, so we have up through December's data through that survey. And this survey is good for getting an idea as to the trend. The actual growth rates themselves can be somewhat volatile, especially when we're talking about the county level. But what it does show is that despite this winter that's had less snow, less storms, it does show that the Summit County economy has still picked up and continued to add jobs in the winter months.
Staley says looking at specific industry sectors throughout Summit County provides more depth to the economic story.
So we've talked a little bit about the leisure and hospitality industry, which with the county as a whole growing at 1.3%, leisure and hospitality in September still grew at 3.4%, which is an addition of almost 300 jobs from September to September. So we say 1.3% for the whole economy, but we start to look at leisure and hospitality in particular, and it's still growing at a healthy rate of 3.4%. Another one that stood out as I looked at Summit County's numbers was the healthcare industry. And healthcare actually grew at 7.4% from September 2016 to September 2017. And that basically equates to 100 jobs for Summit County.
Job gains in healthcare and leisure and hospitality were somewhat offset by retail shedding over 100 jobs between September 2016 and September 2017.
The county actually added about 330 jobs. If we look, leisure and hospitality, in particular, I said it was about 300. The specific number on that was 283. So above and beyond the leisure and hospitality, once you balance out the other industries, you see that it was about 50 jobs net that came from industries that were not leisure and hospitality between September 2016 and September 2017.
Staley says leisure and hospitality has driven a lot of the economic growth in Summit County.
Even though we've had the warmer winter, the Summit County economy has really never been stronger. So if we look back kind of historically, we see that Summit County has never had more jobs than it does now. So the economy is still really strong, really good. And one thing that's really worked well for Summit County is as leisure and hospitality has driven a lot of this growth and as a lot of the infrastructure has gone in to support kind of the ski industry and a lot of the things in the area, it's then encouraged businesses outside of that to go in. So we mentioned healthcare, for instance. So it's encouraged healthcare and other type of industries to grow. And so we've kind of taken kind of, because historically the ski season has been so important in Summit County, we often focus on that. But as we look outside of that, we see that the economy as a whole is very healthy.
That's Workforce Services economist Corey Staley. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.